One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Somewhere on a quiet, windswept hill in rural Kansas sits a cemetery so infamous, so cloaked in dark legend, that even those who don't believe in the supernatural hesitate to tread its grounds. Stull Cemetery, its very name enough to send a shiver through anyone who's heard the whispers. Stories of a hidden staircase to hell, ghostly apparitions, and Satan himself walking among the crumbling gravestones have haunted this tiny patch of land for nearly half a century. But how did a simple rural cemetery become the epicenter of one of America's most enduring paranormal legends? Tonight, we pull back the veil and separate fact from folklore. We'll explore the true history of Stull, the abandoned church that once stood sentry over the graves, and the curious timing that seemed to breathe life into the legends at precisely the moment the town began to disappear. We'll look at the students who helped spread the story, the media that amplified it, and the eerie experiences that keep it alive today. Is there really something unnatural buried beneath Stull Cemetery? Or have generations of thrill-seekers and rumor-mongers built a myth so powerful that it shapes what visitors think they see? Either way, the deeper you dig, the stranger it gets. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heartland of America, nestled among the rolling fields and sparse woods of Douglas County, Kansas, lies the forgotten village of Stull. To the untrained eye, there's little here to suggest anything unusual. A scattering of homes, a crumbling church foundation, and the weather-beaten headstones of Stull Cemetery. Yet beneath this modest exterior lurks a history and a mythology that has captured imaginations far beyond the borders of Kansas. The village of Stull began humbly enough, founded in the mid-19th century by settlers of German descent, often referred to as Pennsylvania Dutch. The town was originally known as Deer Creek. These early settlers were hardworking farmers, carving out a living from the unforgiving Midwestern soil. In 1899, Deer Creek was renamed Stull, a nod to the area's first postmaster, Sylvester Stull. With a population that never exceeded a few dozen families, Stull was a typical rural American town, small, quiet, and deeply religious. The heart of the community was the Evangelical Emmanuel Church, built in 1867 atop a small hill overlooking the settlement. Made of locally quarried limestone, the church served not only as a house of worship, but also as a gathering place for community events. Alongside it, the cemetery grew, each passing year marking the lives and losses of those who called Stull home. Baptisms, weddings, funerals, the church bore witness to the full cycle of life. As decades passed, the fortunes of Stull dwindled. The congregation merged with a nearby church, and the Evangelical Emmanuel Church fell into disuse by the 1920s. Without upkeep, the structure gradually surrendered to time and the elements, its roof collapsing inward, its walls crumbling. By the early 21st century, it had become so unstable that authorities ordered it demolished in 2002, citing safety concerns. But long before the final stones were cleared away, the building had become more than a ruin. It had become the beating heart of a legend. The transformation from sleepy rural cemetery to reputed portal to hell didn't happen overnight. It began, as many legends do, with a whisper. A story passed from one thrill-seeker to another, gaining weight and momentum with each telling. By the 1970s, the University of Kansas, just 10 miles away in Lawrence, had become a breeding ground for wild tales about Stull Cemetery. Students, looking for thrills, began trading increasingly outrageous stories. A hidden staircase in the cemetery that led directly to hell. A witch who had birthed the child of Satan and the devil himself, who returned twice a year on Halloween and the spring equinox to mourn at the grave. No credible historical record supported these claims. There was no documented witch buried in Stull. No verifiable accounts of a devilish visitation. Yet the legend thrived. In 1974, the student newspaper, The University, Daily Canson published a story that fanned the flames, mentioning Stull as a gateway to the netherworld. That single article, largely tongue-in-cheek, propelled the cemetery into the regional and eventually national spotlight. What had once been a quiet, forgotten place became a magnet for thrill-seekers, occult enthusiasts, and amateur ghost hunters. As the legend grew, so did the associations with celebrity culture. Whispers spread that bands like the Rolling Stones had avoided touring near Lawrence because of the cemetery's proximity. Rumors claimed that during their 1975 U.S. tour, they demanded to stay miles away from Stull, fearing its dark energy. Another story told that lead singer Mick Jagger had requested to visit the cemetery personally to feel its power, a claim no official record ever confirmed. Regardless, the mere suggestion that global celebrities took Stull seriously only deepened the aura of forbidden mystery around it. Television shows and movies couldn't resist the pull either. Decades later, the popular TV series Supernatural would depict Stull Cemetery as a battleground between heavenly and demonic forces, cementing its place in pop culture mythos. It didn't matter that the real cemetery had no record of demonic activity. By then, fact and fiction had become hopelessly entwined. Still, for every fantastical story about Stull, there was a quieter, more skeptical voice. Historians, local residents, and even some paranormal investigators pointed out the many rational explanations for the legends. The cemetery's isolated location and its dilapidated structures created the perfect environment for eerie experiences. After all, when you're walking through a collapsed stone church surrounded by gravestones on a cold October night, your mind is primed to see shadows where none exist. Psychologists studying mass hysteria and group suggestion have noted how powerful these factors can be, especially in environments already loaded with expectation. Tell a group that a place is haunted, and even the most level-headed individuals may start to interpret normal sights and sounds like rustling leaves or shifting shadows as something supernatural. Confirmation bias works its magic, convincing visitors that they are witnessing paranormal phenomena, even when the evidence is purely circumstantial. Beyond psychological factors, environmental triggers likely played a role. Kansas is known for its strong winds, temperature swings, and wide-open spaces, all of which can create auditory illusions or sudden eerie temperature drops, the groaning of old wood, the snap of brittle trees, the howl of wind through broken stone, all contribute to a sensory experience ripe for misinterpretation. As the story spread and the cemetery's legend solidified, Stull itself changed. What was once a forgotten village became something of a curiosity, a dark pilgrimage site for those seeking a brush with the otherworldly. But to longtime residents, the attention was anything but welcome. Many found the stories disrespectful, viewing them as a desecration of a sacred, historical place where their ancestors lay at rest. Still, the legend of Stull had gained a life of its own, unstoppable and self-reinforcing. In the end, it may not have mattered whether anyone truly saw Satan walking among the tombstones or stumbled upon a hidden stairway to hell. What mattered was that people believed it could happen, and in that belief, they found a fear far more potent than anything Stull Cemetery had ever physically produced. Because sometimes it's not the place itself that's haunted. It's the mind that brings the ghosts with it. As more curious visitors descended upon Stull Cemetery, the stories began to evolve. What started as vague tales of satanic gatherings and ghostly figures took on new life through firsthand accounts that spread like wildfire among thrill seekers and believers alike. Witnesses described hearing strange noises late at night, whispers carried by the wind, faint screams from unseen sources, and the clanging of church bells long after the building had collapsed. There were claims of sudden cold spots, even on warm spring nights, and of a dense, choking fog that would roll in without warning, cloaking the cemetery in a heavy, unnatural stillness. Perhaps the most chilling reports involved sightings of a shadowy figure standing silently among the graves or near the ruins of the old church. Some described it as a tall man dressed in black, his features indistinguishable, but his presence palpable, exuding a feeling of deep, instinctual dread. Others claimed to see a woman veiled in mourning, pacing between the stones before vanishing into thin air. The more fantastical tales centered around the legendary hidden staircase. According to some, the stairs would only reveal themselves under the right conditions. At midnight on Halloween or the spring equinox, the staircase was said to open downward into the earth itself, and those brave or foolish enough to find and descend it would never return. Some variations suggested that even peeking down the staircase could trap a soul in the underworld. Despite years of searching, no verifiable evidence of any hidden stairwell was ever found. Yet the legend persisted. Those who didn't physically find the staircase often claimed to feel an overwhelming urge to fall, as if the ground itself were pulling them downward. Investigators chalked it up to vertigo, disorientation caused by uneven ground, and the powerful suggestion planted in the mind by the legend itself. The heavy security presence that began in the 1980s only added fuel to the fire. As the cemetery's reputation grew, so too did incidents of vandalism, trespassing, and rowdy gatherings during Halloween. In response, Douglas County authorities began enforcing strict no-trespassing laws after dark. Patrols increased, and dozens of would-be ghost hunters found themselves fined or arrested. To some, the heightened law enforcement presence was proof that there was something authorities were trying to hide. After all, if Stull Cemetery was just another sleepy graveyard, why guard it so fiercely? Rationally, it was clear. The county sought to protect a historical site from further damage, but in the minds of those already primed to believe in dark secrets, the increased security was the final confirmation they needed. Paranormal investigators who obtained permission to explore the grounds during the day reported mixed results. Some described feeling watched or unwelcome, even in broad daylight. A few captured oddities on tape, faint electronic voice phenomena, EVP recordings that sounded like whispers or single words. Electromagnetic field meters, commonly used in ghost hunting, occasionally registered spikes in activity. Though skeptics noted that such devices can react to nearby power lines or even natural magnetic fluctuations in the earth. First-hand accounts from visitors continued to trickle in over the decades. One man reported visiting the cemetery on a foggy night and seeing two red lights, like burning eyes, hovering over a gravestone before blinking out. Another told of walking near the foundation of the old church only to be overcome with nausea and an overwhelming sense of terror, forcing him to flee without ever understanding why. Others described their car engines stalling near the cemetery gates, radios bursting into static, and cell phones mysteriously losing battery charge. Locals, meanwhile, grew increasingly frustrated with the unwanted attention. Many residents of the Stull area disavowed the stories altogether, emphasizing that the cemetery was simply a final resting place for loved ones, a sacred space desecrated by thrill-seeking outsiders. For them, the true horror was not some supernatural force, but the real damage done to their community's history and peace. Despite these protests, the legend only expanded. Cultural fascination with Stull reached new heights when the TV series Supernatural used the cemetery as the setting for its season 5 finale. Though filming did not actually occur in Kansas, the storyline, which depicted a showdown between the Archangel Michael and Lucifer at Stull Cemetery, cemented its reputation for an entirely new generation of paranormal enthusiasts. Yet even as pop culture kept the myth alive, more grounded theories sought to explain the phenomena. Reported at Stull, environmental scientists pointed to the layout of the land. With open fields, temperature inversions could easily create strange fogs. The ruins of the old church, acting as an acoustic chamber, could distort sounds, causing whispers to seem louder or disembodied. Simple psychological suggestibility could explain much of what was seen and felt. When you expect to encounter the supernatural, your mind often obliges. Still, a few questions remained. Why did so many visitors report the same sensations? The sudden dread, the overwhelming fear, the inexplicable need to flee? Could it all be chalked up to atmosphere and anticipation? Or was there something more lingering in Stull Cemetery? Something that defied easy explanation? To this day, Stull Cemetery stands silent under the Kansas sky, its headstones battered by time, its legends undiminished. Though access remains restricted after dark, the stories show no sign of fading. Each Halloween, rumors swirl anew about gatherings, rituals, and appearances from beyond the veil. For the believers, Stull remains a gateway, a crack between worlds where the devil himself might stroll among the dead. For the skeptics, it's a testament to the power of myth, memory, and the human need to find wonder and fear in forgotten places. Either way, the mystery endures, and perhaps that's exactly the way it's meant to be. When it comes to places like Stull Cemetery, the real story isn't always carved into the stone. Sometimes it's woven between fear, folklore, and the all-too-human need to find something lurking just beyond the veil. It's easy to dismiss Stull's legends as nothing more than college pranks that spiraled out of control, stories fed by late-night dares, wild imaginations, and a good dose of small-town eeriness. And maybe that's all it ever was. But then again, maybe not. There's something about Stull that defies simple explanation. The sheer number of people who have felt an overwhelming sense of dread, people with no reason to fabricate their experiences, gives you pause. Is it confirmation bias at work? Are visitors so primed to expect terror that their minds create it for them? Or is there something else woven into the ground, soaked into the stone, an echo of fear that lingers long after the storytellers have gone home? Science would argue for logical causes, acoustic anomalies, magnetic fields, psychological suggestion. And it's true, fear is a powerful lens. It can twist a creaking tree branch into a ghostly whisper, a shadow into a lurking figure. But sometimes places carry the weight of stories so heavy that they start to feel real. In Stull, it's not the stones or the soil that makes your heart race. It's the possibility that, just maybe, the legends aren't entirely wrong. Maybe Stull Cemetery isn't a gateway to hell, but it is a gateway to something. Something that stirs the imagination, bends the mind, and dares you to believe that there are still mysteries we can't explain. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.